The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Good morning. Good morning, and what a good morning it is. Welcome to our show. It is worth repeating. 72 degrees for a high today. Enjoy at 58 tomorrow, 32 with some snow on Monday. So make it a very nice Saturday today. So good to have you along this morning. I'm Randy Corcoran, your pumped-up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism. And a really big weekend for patriots. Of course, Monday, 100th anniversary of the nation instituting the practice of celebrating our veterans on Veterans Day. And already this morning, have text messages coming in through the 710 KNUS app. Download it. It's so great. You can listen to our station, all of our great shows, podcasts, whatever, anywhere you have an internet connection on your smartphone. But it just makes it so fun to interact with you when you're out there listening and use the 710-CAN-US text-to-studio app. And this morning, my good buddy, one of my car buddies, Henry, has already texted in, "Randy, this is me at 19 years old in Vietnam. As you know, Monday, November 11th is Veterans Day. I would like to give a shout-out to all current active military and all past veterans like myself. Not only on Veterans Day should they be recognized, but every day, just thank a veteran." And I really try to make a habit of that. When I see somebody, a man or a woman, that wears the uniform, whether it's a police uniform or a military uniform, I will go out of my way to say thank you. Thank you for putting your life on the line for me and my kids and my grandchildren to come, for all of us, every single day. It's such an important thing to remember, and Henry suggests some potential bumper music songs, and I don't know if we're going to be able to machinate that all around this morning. Veterans Day is Monday, and I bet we'll get plenty of amazing Veterans Day music from Peter and from Stefan and from Chuck and Julie, assuming they're doing their shows on Monday, as I expect that they probably are. But in any event, so nice to hear from you, Henry. Thank you. I just cannot believe 19 years old, man, Vietnam. See, I was at the right age to never have to consider. Of course, there was a draft back for Vietnam, so it might have hit me. But my brother and I were both just past the Vietnam era and then lived through a pretty significant stretch of peace there. Another major anniversary today, major anniversary, 30 years ago, that the Brandenburg Wall came down, and West Germany, East Germany, that symbolic, awful, evil, communist wall came down. And we'll play a little bit of the famous Ronald Reagan Brandenburg Wall speech and note a bit of irony about it. We will, of course, continue to talk about the impeachment hoax, the effort to take out a duly elected president. And this week, it's the live hearings. The kangaroo court goes live. Judge Judy presiding. No, it will be Adam Schiff presiding, with his limitations on Republicans' ability to ask specific questions, call specific witnesses, all subject to the approval of course, the fair and open-minded Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, who factors in so broadly to the impeachment hoax, having apparently interviewed the whistleblower weeks and weeks before the transcript was released, before this latest effort to take out the president was begun. This is going to backfire, I can assure you. And before we start digging in too deeply on any of it, or go serious with the Ronald Reagan wall speech, or hear a tease from Donald Trump suggesting that maybe he ought to release that first transcript. I've got some questions about that. We'll talk about that as well. But this is something that I just before I went to bed last night, I stumbled across. I think you will enjoy it because there's another anniversary that we just passed yesterday, 3 years since the election of Donald J. Trump. Remember how people were reacting just before, during, and after the election of the president? In case you've forgotten, saddle up. You're going to enjoy this.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. At real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president.
Barack Obama, of course.
Basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Now, that was all because of comments Donald Trump had made about John McCain. And I'm not going to open up that can of worms again today. Meghan McCain, when Donald Trump Jr. was on The View this week, of course, it seems like every time she gets the opportunity, she has to take on the serious face, talk about the tone of our politics. Now, listen, what daughter would not be hurt by attacks on her father? What daughter should not stand up and defend her daddy every opportunity she gets? I understand it. She gets a pass. My last memory of John McCain will be walking up to the vote counter on the floor of the United States Senate with the deciding vote on the successful effort of this president and the Republican-controlled House and Senate to repeal Obamacare, just waiting. So dramatic. McCain made sure he was the last vote. 2 o'clock in the morning, he waited, he waited, he waited, he waited. And after every vote was counted, knowing his was the deciding vote, after campaigning year after year after year, during his reelection campaigns, in between, we are going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and he walked up with his famous thumbs down. That will be my final memory of John McCain. I understand, suffering in Vietnam, tortured, all of those things. I understand that Donald Trump during that election was punching everybody in the face. But don't lecture me and don't lecture him about the tone and tenor of our politics. Just turn on MSLSD. Just turn on CNN. Just open up the newspaper. Every possible negative word, every insult, every reference to any mistake or just whatever. Constant, nonstop attacks. It is refreshing to me to have a president who is showing so many Republicans all over the country, including here in Colorado, we hope, how to actually win elections in the 21st century leftist-driven political style that we have here in the United States of America now. Alinsky wrote his rules for radicals decades ago, and the Democrats have been perfecting them for years, and Republicans who try and play Mr. Nice Guy, who try and walk down the middle. Remember, John McCain defended against someone at a town hall who said that that Obama was a Muslim. Well, you know, there's some evidence for that. In fact, it's absolutely true, because once you're a Muslim, you can never not be a Muslim. He was schooled in a madras. His version of Christianity, the black separatist theology of Reverend Wright, where he fermented his children's brains for 20 years and pretended to be a Christian, the guy who would cover up a cross when he gave a speech in a church, a guy who added celebrations of Muslim holidays to the White House. But John McCain, because, you know, he wanted to be a nice guy instead of embracing or at least just acknowledging that there is a basis for questioning the history of Barack Hussein Obama, or what he believes in, or who he truly is, or at the very least challenging the radical Christian theology that he immersed himself in for decades as he was building his political career in the deep, dark depths of Chicago. John McCain said, no, he's a very nice man. Boy, that went over well. John McCain, weak presidential candidate. Mitt Romney, wanting to show respect for the nice family man, Barack Hussein Obama, who did everything in his power to turn this country away from its founding principles, from its role in the world as the beacon of liberty, the beacon of history. Never to be president, Mitch McConnell, right there alongside. Never to be president, John McCain, right there alongside, I'm happy to say. Never to be president, Hillary Clinton. There's no more room for being Mr. Nice Guy. There's no more room for being the voice of reason in the political arena. This president has been accused of everything under the sun, except maybe for, I don't know, downloading child pornography. He needs to be taken out because he's mentally unstable. He's colluded with Russia. He's obstructing justice. Stormy Daniels will take him down. Stormy Daniels' lawyer will take him down. His own lawyer, Michael Cohen, will take him down. This is the beginning of the end. How many times do we hear those mantras? How often are those mantras synchronized? You've heard some of the different clips where on any given day, the latest, we're nearing the end, the little piece I just played a second ago, we're nearing the end, every single left-wing media outlet give some variation of that new little meme generator. They are in cahoots. There is collusion on the left to try and take out the president, to reverse the results of the 2016 election and all of your hard work. And so we don't need to say, gosh, we just need to persuade people that we're doing the right thing, that we care about the country, that we're not looking to pick a fight, that we understand their frustration, that we have caused the political discussion to become so enraging and so outrageous, and we just need to tone it down. No. You know what I like? I like people who win. I like people who stand up. I like people in today's era of politics that are ready, figuratively, to punch you right smack in the mouth. Like Congressman John Kennedy.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Oh my God, that's the end of John Kennedy. His legacy will be that he insulted the respected, the regal, the patriotic, the God-fearing, the country-praying Nancy Pelosi. Have you heard some of the vile, foul things that she has said about this president? The entire left accuses him of creating a constitutional crisis, violating the law, colluding with Russia. colluding with Ukraine to take out one of his political opponents. Forget all the corruption. Forget the fact that that CrowdStrike, the only organization, a left-wing organization, is where the idea that the Russians hacked the Democrat National Committee computer server came from, that very server may well be in Ukraine, that Joe Biden, quid pro quo Joe, said and did this.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Quid pro quo Joe. And all of the moralists, all of the never Trumpers, all of the objective analyzers, analysts, as I've heard Mark Levin refer to them on his TV program now, could care less about an actual quid pro quo. Instead, they infer meaning into the transcript of the call of the President of the United States. I loved those T-shirts. Read the transcript. If you haven't, please do. Tell me where the quid pro quo is. Anyway, I got sidetracked, as I often do. This is 2 minutes of pure joy. We're going to go to break with this. When we come back, I will play for you just a very powerful clip of the Reagan-Brandenburg Wall speech. And we'll just keep it going. Phone lines are wide open, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. 7 o'clock, Dr. Jerome Corsi. 8 o'clock, filmmaker Joel Gilbert, with some breaking new information on the Trayvon Martin hoax, the new movie out, The Trayvon Hoax. You can see a trailer at thetrayvonhoax.com. That should be fascinating as well. But just sit back, take a sip of your coffee, and remember election night 3 years and a day ago.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! At real Donald Trump. At real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of forecasts you can look at.
I got to just step in there. That was Nate Silver. Nate Silver from 528, whatever, the election prognosticator who predicted one election and became world famous. Saying, 70, 80, 90% chance of Hillary Clinton's victory. I just love these.
Hillary up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 15.
Chuck Todd, double digits.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina.
My friend John King Ohio, from CNN.
Leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on, buddy.
We are making a projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the NFL project. Donald Trump.
Ohio.
The state of Florida.
Florida.
For Donald Trump.
Kentucky. Indiana. West Virginia for Trump. Oklahoma. Can't keep up with him.
Alabama. North Dakota.
probably the three electoral votes in South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas, with its six electoral votes, Nebraska, with its five electoral votes, and Wyoming, with its three electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
Holy...
Woo-hoo! Yeah, baby. Now I'm going to go get my cup of coffee, and we will we'll calm down a little bit. We'll listen to the last great Republican president before the current great Republican president, Ronald Reagan, when we return on 710 KNUS.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Got that right. Came to the right place. If you are ready for a year-long flight, fight, the fight of our life to save our union. And by special request from Vietnam vet Henry, we will begin our celebration of the 100th anniversary of Veterans Day on Monday with you.
Just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night.
You know, our new morning show producer, Kevin Ahern, is so smooth, so fast with this stuff. Now, we will do Veterans Day requests. If you've got something that you'd like to hear coming in or out of our breaks, just send me a text to the studio on the 710 KNUS app or go to 710knus.com, find Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, email the show, or give us a call at 303-696-1971. Just so happy to do any little thing to put a smile on the face of our amazing veterans. Man, God bless every single one of you. Do want to remind you before we jump in that News Talk 710 KNUS is the home of the Christmas Mortgage Miracle. When your mortgage or rent paid for an entire year, Merry Christmas. Can we say that still? Complete details are at 710knus.com. The Christmas Mortgage Miracle is brought to you by Genesis Total Exteriors, Colorado's premier contractor for interior or exterior construction and remodeling projects. I've gotten to know some of the folks at Genesis, good friends of Peter Boyle's, love them. And brought to you as well by Nova Home Loans, your source for all your future mortgage refinance or purchase needs. And let's not forget, before we hear from one of the great presidents of the last century and the last great Republican president until the current one, before we hear a bit from the Brandenburg Gate speech, I just want to remind you of another example completely ignored by the mainstream lame street media, by the never Trumpers, by the objective analysts. Got no play by Republican presidential candidates who are trying to take out Barack Hussein Obama.
This is my last election. Yeah. And after my election, I have more flexibility.
I transmit this information to Vladimir and Stanford.
After my next election, I will have more flexibility. And the president of Russia says, I will transmit this information to Vladimir. What happened to Ukraine after that? As opposed to Donald Trump, who provided aid to Ukraine, including military aid, Obama didn't, and Putin moved in and took back Crimea. Please tell Vladimir that after this is my last election, after my election, I'll have more flexibility. And these clowns, the John Brennans, the John McLaughlins of the CIA, are the people who have been plotting this coup, plotting this takeout of the President of the United States. We cannot forget this little gem from last week either, played this last Saturday.
But there is something unique, you'd have to agree, that now the impeachment inquiry is underway, sparked by a complaint from someone within the intelligence community. Feeds the president's concern and often used term about a deep state being there to take him out.
Thank God for the deep state.
My Lord. Thank God for the deep state. The arrogance of these people. They're not elected. They don't determine the foreign policy of the United States of America. The elected president does. That's his purview. Thank God for the deep state. You see what they're doing now. The deep state, the evidence of the deep state is overwhelming. The investigation of the attorney general and his agents who have been to Italy, who have been to Ukraine, who have impaneled grand juries, is coming. The IG report is coming. And so they're doing everything they can with the impeachment hoax distraction. There's nothing impeachable that's gone on. Quid pro Joe, quid pro quo Obama. They're fertilizing the field. They're trying to continue to keep the focus on the president so when the truth comes out, when we see the depths of depravity and internal collusion and efforts within the White House, within the deep state, to take out this president, to make up the whole Russia hoax. As the evidence comes out, they want to be able to say, oh no, these are just Donald Trump flunkies. Don't look over there at evidence. Look over here at our latest innuendo. Look over here at our latest hearsay. Look over here at someone's opinion about what the president did. Or someone's testimony that said, I heard from somebody that they heard that the president said. I mean, that is literally the level of so-called evidence that we have. And by the way, when someone builds up the resume of one of these deep state impeachment hoax witnesses, take a look at their connections. Take a look at their motivation. Take a look at their history. Take a look at where their loyalties lie. And don't think that just because someone served in the military or has dutifully served the federal government for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever, that all of a sudden that makes them the second coming of Jesus Christ, incapable of lying, incapable of deciding in their minds that what they're doing is for the good of the country. So I will say or do whatever I have to. Go back and read the transcript. I may do that again on the other side, but let's end this segment with one of the most inspirational moments of so very many. One of the most inspirational speeches, one of the most impactful speeches, the one that Ronald Reagan gave in 1987, standing outside the Brandenburg Gate, standing outside of the wall.
We welcome change and openness, for we believe that freedom and security go together, that the advance of human liberty can only strengthen the cause of world peace. There is one sign the Soviets can make that would be unmistakable, that would advance dramatically the cause of freedom and peace. General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate.
Yeah.
Mr. Gorbachev. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That was June 12th, 1987. 2 years, 5 months later. 30 years ago today, that wall came down. One of the great moments in the Reagan presidency, one of the great moments of the 20th century. If you want to learn all about it, go to Wikipedia. Go to Wikipedia. Put in tear down the wall, tear down this wall at Wikipedia. And here's what they say. Tear down this wall, also known as the Berlin Wall speech. Speech delivered by Reagan in West Berlin, Friday, June 12, 87. Reagan called for General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev, to open the Berlin Wall, which had separated West and East Berlin since 1961. Unbelievable. The name is derived from a key line in the middle of the speech. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Though it received relatively little media coverage at the time, it became widely known in 1989 after the fall of the Berlin Wall. There is debate as to how much influence, if any, the speech had in the wall coming down. There's your Wikipedia. Good thing that there's no bias built in to their rendition of history. You heard it. You saw what happened. It wasn't just Ronald Reagan making a speech. It was backed up with policies, crippling financial restraints and pressures on Russia. They could not keep up in the arms race. They could not keep up with the military that we could build with our successful capitalist system. An economy that grew at record pace. And a debt that grew, I understand. Different conversation. But as is happening with Donald Trump, when Ronald Reagan cut tax rates, tax revenue, the actual money that flowed into the government coffers increased. Same thing happened under President Donald Trump, and Russia could not compete. And you know the background on this story. The deep staters, all of the smarter, cloaked in Godhead, deep staters inside the Reagan White House, they kept taking that out of his speech. He'd put it in, the White House would take it out. He'd put it in, the White House staff would take it out. He'd put it in, the State Department would take it out. You just can't say that, Mr. President. You just can't say that. And they almost convinced him. According to the multiple Reagan biographies that I've read, it was in the car on the way to the Brandenburg Wall that Ronald Reagan scribbled those notes right back into his speech. He had the courage to do it. He had the courage to say it. And look what happened. And look how the left wing reports it. There is debate as to how much influence, if any, the speech had in the wall coming down. These people are pathetic. Speaking of great presidents, Donald Trump had another one of his little press gaggles yesterday as he was heading off to the chopper. And he dropped a very interesting tease. We'll play it for you when we come back. 6:43, Wake Up with Randy Corporan, 710 KNUS.
We now return to Wake Up with Randy Corporan on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Hey, it is a fine looking morning out there. Sun is up, 72 degrees for the high today. And then we cool, 58 tomorrow, 32 and some snow on Monday. Then we climb back up into the 60s as the week goes on. So another great time of year here in Colorado. About 10 minutes to go until 7 o'clock, 303-696-1971 if you'd like to weigh in.